Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us toll-free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, so did you put up the poll yet? We're going to put up a poll on Hannity.com.
I was going to do it after we announced it at 3 o'clock, but let's do it right now.
Do it right now.
Before you announce
before
it.
Before I announce it.
Let's get the authentic response.
Well, that means, well, okay. So, you know, because we went through this in 2015 and 16, and you know, some candidates felt we were playing favorites. And, you know, the tendency is to cover the people that are much higher in the polls than those that don't do well in polls. We have now Senator Tim Scott, who will be on the show today, is going to join us. He made his announcement this week. By the way, it just broke that Ron DeSantis will be making his announcement. He's expected to file paperwork with the FEC. And then apparently at 6 Eastern tomorrow, we'll have a conversation with Elon Musk on Twitter about his announcement to run for the presidency, which is, you know, interesting, unique way to do it. And but this presidential, you know, primary season now is officially upon us. And it's pretty much everything that we thought it was going to be. I don't really see any surprises yet. I guess Chris Christie thinks he can run. What did he leave office with, a 15% approval rating? So he's going in to the presidential primary for one reason. He wants to bludgeon and beat up and bloody Donald Trump every single step of the way. That's just, that's not a plan to save America or run for president. That's an agenda because he doesn't like Donald Trump. All right. Why don't you just stay on, you know, TV and keep telling everybody the same thing over and over again that you hate Donald Trump? Donald Trump remains the, you know, by far the front runner in this race. I think some people have made a calculation that, okay, he's got a lot of legal issues that could certainly be distracting at a minimum and maybe worse if, you know, depending on where these investigations end up going. You still have the issue of outstanding in Georgia, whether or not charges will be brought by the Fulton County District Attorney. Then you've got the special counsel looking into the Mar-a-Lago issue. Apparently, according to one story I saw earlier today, I forgot where I picked it up. The special counsel is wrapping up their Trump Mar-a-Lago probe. Some Trump associates anticipate an indictment and apparently are raising funds off it. That's, you know, who knows if that part is right or not right. But we run into this problem every time we have a primary season. And that is, okay, well, you have all these candidates in the race, and we try to give time to every candidate so that you, the voters, can make an informed decision. It is a primary, and it will be interesting. As of now, Donald Trump has said, and we have a town hall scheduled with Donald Trump coming up pretty soon. What is that, the week next week or the week after?
Yeah, after next week.
Next week it is, or the week after next?
Yeah, like next week or the week after.
Okay, so you don't know either. Thanks a lot.
You're
supposed to clarify these
things. The way I say it, though, it sounded like I knew, right? You felt good about that.
No, I didn't. I wanted clarification.
I think the audience thinks that sounded pretty good.
I depend on my staff to know my schedule. All I get is, you know, from Kristen, in 1 hour, you have to get on this conference call. In 30 minutes, you have to get on this conference call. In 15 minutes.
That woman is unbelievable.
15 minutes, you have to get in this on this conference call.
T-minus 3 minutes.
5 minutes, you have to get on the conference call.
And guess what?
Are you on the call yet?
You're late.
You're late. Yeah.
Guess what?
That's kind of true.
Super true.
So we put the poll up, and that is whether you want this show, my TV show, to give equal time to all the candidates. I mean, we pay attention, we listen to our audience, and I think it's in everybody's best interest to hear from everybody. Now, if I did have one wish in this, and I've stated this before, I wish it was not starting out as contentious as this one is, especially in the case of President Trump and Governor DeSantis. At some point during a primary, you do get to that point. It is inevitable, especially if the primary is close. A perfect classic example is when George W. Bush was going up in a primary against John McCain, and they got to South Carolina. It got brutal. It was a knockdown, drag-out political street fight. And that's the nature of politics. That's why they call it a blood sport. I would hope in the beginning we would have remembered, though, that the policies that are causing this country to suffer are not caused by Republicans. They're not caused by conservatives. They're caused by Joe Biden and the radical climate alarmist religious cult that has dominated this country's agenda down for the longest time. I mean, you know, for example, they're trying to make the biggest deal out of this debt ceiling issue. Now, Kevin McCarthy said that they're not close to a deal, by the way. He said he's willing to stay and keep his caucus in Washington to try and negotiate further. There's no way in hell do I see Joe Biden giving up a weekend at the beach in Delaware to negotiate a debt ceiling bill that he says it is imperative that we pass a bill. Okay, so they're coming up with what is ostensibly, and I explained it in detail yesterday, I won't do it again today, an artificial deadline. Janet Yellen is saying drop dead date June the 1st. It's not June the 1st. There are many accounting methods that they can use that can keep the government up and running and paying off our debt and paying Social Security and Medicare and defense, etc., without having to worry about defaulting on anything. But anyway, they said they had a productive discussion, but I know from people that I've talked to, my sources are telling me it wasn't very productive. And that I think it's finally dawning on the Democrats that, you know, calling Republicans wackos and extreme MAGA Republicans, that's not going to work either. The Democrats made a calculated mistake. They were betting that McCarthy and the Republicans in the House with their small majority would not come to a debt ceiling agreement, and they did. And not only did they come to an agreement, it's a really good agreement. It is a reasonable agreement. Returning spending levels, we're in 2023. Returning spending levels to 2022 levels, still in the middle of a COVID emergency, is not the worst, you know, decision, especially when you have $31 trillion in debt. You know, to ensure that you don't, that you reduce baseline budgeting or future budget increases to departments to 1%, that is responsible governance, and we'd stop robbing our kids and grandkids. Having a bill scored out as saving $4.8 trillion, that is not a bad thing for this country. It's not that they tax too little, they spend too much. And Joe Biden, you know, issues a very terse three-sentence statement last night at the conclusion of talks with McCarthy, and, you know, with both sides are calling productive, quote, "I just concluded a productive meeting with Speaker McCarthy about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. We reiterated once again that default is off the table and the only way to move forward is in good faith toward a bipartisan agreement." Well, this is the same guy that was saying over and over and over and over and over and over again through himself and his spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, that there wouldn't be any negotiations. You know, we spelled out yesterday Fox Business's analysis is that this is a phony debt ceiling deadline calamity. You know, the Treasury made a plan to pay bondholders in 2011. They could do the same thing with Social Security. You know, they went into great specificity and detail. If Congress doesn't raise the statutory debt limit, by the way, finally, they took off the 14th Amendment that they were floating out there as a trial balloon. It was never going to pass legal muster anyway. But, you know, Yellen is saying whether it's defaulting on interest payments that are due or on the debt payments due for Social Security or Medicare providers, we could simply not have enough cash to meet all of our obligations. Now, that is dangerously misleading because hitting X date is not going to cause this country to go into a default on the national debt. Debt service payments have a feature that most other government paybacks lack or payments lack. And when the government pays off maturing debt, the amount of debt subject to the statutory limit declines. And that means that the government can roll over these obligations, that is, issue new debt to pay off old debt without violating the debt limit. So it's a phony deadline to begin with. And, you know, while all this is happening, you know, the Democrats didn't do their job. Biden never put forward a plan. Where's Chuck Schumer's plan? Chuck Schumer was whining about it. And Kevin McCarthy also has another problem. And that is, you know, he could face with a small majority of 222 a motion to vacate. Only one congressman is needed to bring that forward, which is sort of like a no confidence vote. I don't think that's going to happen. Matt Gaetz said he doesn't think it's going to happen. He says that there's still no Biden debt limit deal. He thinks he can get it done, McCarthy said, but that's going to be up to Joe Biden. It was great that the Wall Street Journal had to school Biden on what the 14th Amendment actually means. He may be confused. You think? I think everybody in the world knows that he's confused. And, you know, then there's the doom and gloom AP articles. What would it mean for the global economy if the U.S. defaults on its debt? It's not going to happen. In reality, it won't happen. But they're not going to tell you that part. They want a bad deal that is made in haste at the last minute because that's how dysfunctional Washington, D.C. and the sewer and the swamp works. As funds are running short, the Treasury is asking agencies if payments can be made later. Yes, they can be. As the date nears, by the way, credit ratings, they're holding firm. The markets aren't scared yet. They may get scared based on the rhetoric of the left and the president and Janet Yellen and everybody in between. You know, White House is trying to quell Democratic fears. You know, not only does Kevin McCarthy made promises, and that's why he was elected speaker. And on these promises, he's expected to fulfill the promise. And one of the promises is to return to fiscal responsibility. And they were stupid enough to, you know, decide that Republicans couldn't get this job done. Guess what? They got it done. By the way, a big win today. Ford Motor Company has now dropped their plan not to include AM radio as part of their audio package. And by the way, any other car maker considering this, I have no interest in that car maker. I'm not calling for a boycott. I'm saying I have no interest. I always liked the Ford F-150. I think it's awesome. Great car. I don't want it in an EV version either. I want the real one. But the CEO of Ford, Jim Farley, announced today that his company is reversing course. They will include AM radio on all 2024 Ford and Lincoln vehicles after speaking with policy leaders about the importance of AM broadcast radio as part of our emergency alert system. And that decision comes a month after the Ford spokesperson told the Detroit Free Press the company was preparing to remove AM radio from most new and updated 2024 models. Now every other company considering this needs to follow suit. You know, but I'll tell you, with all this about the debt ceiling, new Federal Reserve survey shows a majority of Americans now are experiencing a major jump in financial insecurity. I mean, this just released by the Federal Reserve, and the number of Americans who say their financial security has declined in just the last year is soaring. Well, as has every other indicator that we've had. You know, Joe Biden now forced to pull the plug on his latest plan to funnel more tax dollars to China. This plan to funnel a $200 million deal to a Chinese energy company finally has been stopped dead after 150 House members, Republicans, complained that Biden's green new energy policies are strengthening China. Well, why the hell would they ever give China a penny? Why were we ever giving a dime to the Wuhan virology lab that we knew did gain-of-function research and coronavirus research? But don't worry, John Kerry's warning American farmers, they better cut back on their carbon footprint. I'll get to that when we get back. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. All right, so Biden is forced to pull the plug on the latest move to funnel more U.S. tax dollars to China, $200 million deal to a Chinese energy company. I you can't even make this up. What is that, a reward for their spy balloon? Is that a reward for what, COVID? You know, what, do they ever, is he ever going to hold the communist Chinese responsible for their behavior, ever? The best thing you can do is get become independent and make all the chips you need here. Make all the medicines you need here. Manufacture everything that's a necessity here. And of course, you got your climate czar, John Kerry, you know, as if Biden inflation has not already made farmers' lives miserable. Fertilizer, three times the cost of what it used to be. Seed costs more than doubled. The cost of fixing their heavy equipment, if you can even get the parts, is now through the roof. It's such a burden on our nation's farmers. And John Kerry is now calling for a crackdown on America's food producers because he says they create too much pollution. Well, what do you want to do to you want to drive farmers out of business? Because guess what? Nobody's going to be able to eat if American farmers are out of business, Mr. I voted for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
Driving liberals crazy. 3 hours a day, every day. The Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. By the way, a live audience show tonight, a rare Tuesday audience show. Ted Cruz, Judge Jeanine Pirro, both in studio. Got to find out how Ted Cruz likes his time in New York.
Listen, people need to know, first of all, he's going to hate it because he's from Texas where people have freedom. Yeah, so, you know.
He's used to normal people.
But this is a good thing, right? You come to the Hannity Show. This is a room full of people who are normal, right? They're not trying to mug you on the subway. It's a nice, safe space. You know, we've done things a little differently than Adams. It's very, very nice. And it's funny. And all the funny, funny stuff happens
behind the scenes.
In studio, on commercial break. So we highly encourage you to come and go to Hannity.com and sign up right now.
Yeah, Linda's there, whether special, significant, whatever. And what did I keep saying to
that
him?
That whatever guy, I tell you, he's something else.
Mr. Wonderful. And
Wonderful.
I'm like, can you keep... Stop grabbing her. Stop holding her hand. Stop.
And I tell you what, that was really nice because last time he didn't touch me the whole show, so it was great. Thanks a lot. Worked out one just beautifully.
I'm glad fear techniques
never felt
work.
So loved.
All right, now as we head into the spring and summer months, you're grilling, you're chilling, and you can make your life easier thanks to motorized design professionals that you can talk to absolutely for free, and they'll help you make the best selection for you. Classic shutters, outdoor roller shades. They have over 25 million windows that they have covered, over 40,000 five-star reviews, by far the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. No store beats their prices, and they have 100% money-back guarantee. It's simple, it's easy, no guesswork, no hassle, no multiple trips to the store. Anyway, just go to Blinds.com right now, and you can save 40% off selected products today. That's 40% off selected products when you go to Blinds. No conditions. We are not negotiating. She said it. Listen.
On the debt limit, Republicans want to cut spending as part of a debt limit deal.
Done without conditions, and that's how we see this process moving forward.
You say that.
All right, she said it again. She says we're not going to negotiate over the debt limit. That's what they're negotiating right now. Energy needs. We can restore law and order and safety and security, but you got to refund the police and get rid of these insane no bail laws that have been adopted in liberal states and liberal cities around the country. You know, it's not that hard. We can fix our educational system. First thing I would do is throw homes. Nobody's building homes. Sale of pre-existing homes came to a screeching halt, just like home building came to a screeching halt. There are exceptions in states where there's mass migration, states like Florida, states like Texas, states like the Carolinas, states like Tennessee. They're doing great. 3/4 of Democrats in Washington, Washington Post focus group say they're concerned about Biden's health and mental acuity. Now, don't think between this and Hillary Clinton saying, oh, of course age is a factor. This is not an accident. There is an undercurrent within Democratic ranks. They don't want this guy running. They don't think he's up for the job. And now right now, as every day, week, and month passes, it's going to get harder and harder and harder for somebody to step up and challenge him. I would not be shocked at all to see RFK Jr. end up with 30% of the vote. That might actually spark somebody that could really win the nomination to get into the race. We'll see. By the way, Biden caught lying again. Why does he keep lying about his son, Beau? And I'm sorry that his son passed away. I can't think of anything worse. But why does he keep saying that he died in Iraq when he didn't die in Iraq? My son was a major in the Army. We lost him in Iraq. He says it again and again and again. That's not what happened. The White House press office did not put out an official transcript, almost allowing the error to kind of escape public notice. Sadly, this president's son died of brain cancer in 2015 at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda. Why does he keep saying that? It's so bizarre. I honestly can't figure this guy out.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump?
Oh.
For one second.
No.
Such a disgusting thing to lie about this week of Memorial Day.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with him. There's something wrong that you keep repeating something and your staff tells you all the time, no, that's not true, sir. And you just keep going with it. One report today, the special counsel's wrapping up Trump's Mar-a-Lago probe. Has anybody heard a word about the special counsel looking into Joe Biden? We haven't heard a word. All we hear about is the special counsel going after Trump. Not a peep about the special counsel looking into Biden. Shocking. We have a deep state. By the way, the next president needs to clean it up top to bottom. If we're Republicans now, if I was them, I'd use the power of the purse. And they either institutionalize these changes or that's it. And by the way, I noticed the mob, the media. So you have this ignorant idiot driving with a Nazi flag, rightly charged for targeting the president after his truck crashed into the White House security barrier, which, by the way, we should have those same barriers at the Capitol in light of January 6th. But of course, they were too busy focused on getting Donald Trump to even, you know, come up with any solutions for this. But, you know, and then there's the implication that, oh, they're conservative, probably MAGA conservative. No. No conservative I know buys into that crap, that sick, twisted, ugly, evil ideology. Not one. And if they did, I'd have nothing to do with them. But that's the general consensus. They've already started with Ron DeSantis is a racist. We need a travel advisory for the state of Florida. Later on, I'll play a woman. You know, Florida's now become a terrorist state. By the way, a lot of the people making the claims live in Florida. You know, Democratic governor in, where is this one? In North Carolina declared a state of emergency because the Republican legislature passed a school choice vote, which parents desperately want, desperately need. Their kids are not getting the quality of education that they deserve. It's unbelievable. And this is NBC News claiming Florida is about to be a terrorist state for black Americans and LGBTQ people. No, it's not. I've been to Florida. No, not even hostile in the least. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, we have a lot of... I'm going to play later in the show. You got to hear this woman that testified... I'd play it now, I just don't have enough time. Before Congress yesterday, Marilyn mom lost her 20-year-old daughter. Killed. Illegal immigrant. Apparently member of MS-13. I mean, it's, you know, and she comments about border security and illegal immigration. And she was killed in her own bed. 20 years old. How do you ever recover from that? By the way, Senator Tim Scott, who made his announcement yesterday, is going to join us on the program today. We'll check in with him. By the way, we have a vote up on Hannity.com. Do you want us to give equal time to all the Republican candidates? You know, in the lead up to the predictable, why are you giving more time to this person? Why are you giving more time to that person? And in the end, we end up not giving more time to anybody. We end up trying to be fair. And then there are some people that don't want to come on the show and turn down our invitation. I can't help... give airtime to somebody that doesn't want to come on. Like we've given a lot of airtime to Vivek Ramaswamy. Do I think he's really got a chance to win? I don't. But I like him. I think he's smart. I think he's interesting. I think he's been running a really good campaign for somebody that is not as well known as a lot of the other candidates. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for it. By the way, don't think this is an accident when Hillary Clinton thinks that Biden's age is an issue. When she's asked about this, that is not an accident. I promise you. Democrats are scared to death that this guy's on the ticket. And by the way, it's, you know, when you have a cognitive decline, it's usually degenerative, and meaning it's only going to progress and get worse, not better. There's no indication that Joe is getting better, in spite of the weekends on the beach and only 30% of his time on this earth is spent, you know, working. Not even working, just being in the building.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.